Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Tim. He told me to get well from my most recent health issues, but didn't give me a topic, so I wanted to dedicate this video to him. I recently found an article called The Rise of Lonely Single Men. The article is basically shaming men for being single. But what about Tinder skewing women's expectations upwards? What about women being more educated and making more money unwilling to lower their expectations? The article says this, and I quote, "Dating opportunities for heterosexual men are diminishing as relationship standards rise. Men represent approximately 62% of dating app users, lowering their chances for matches. Men need to address skills deficits to meet healthier relationship expectations. Younger and middle-aged men are the loneliest they've been in generations, and it's probably going to get worse. This is not my typical rosy view of relationships, but a reality nonetheless. Over the last 30 years, men have become a larger portion of that growing group of long-term single people. And while you don't actually need to be in a relationship to be happy, men are typically happier and healthier when partnered. Here are three broad trends in the relationship landscape that suggest heterosexual men are in for a rough road ahead. Dating apps. Whether you're starting to date or you've recently divorced and dating again, dating apps are a huge driver of new romantic connections in the United States. The only problem is that upwards of 62% of users are men, and many women are overwhelmed by the number of options they have. Competition in online dating is fierce, and lucky in-person chance encounters with dreamy partners are rarer than ever. Number two, relationship standards. With so many options, it's not surprising that women are increasingly selective. I hear reoccurring dating themes from women between the ages of 25 and 45 that say they prefer men who are emotionally available, who are good communicators, and who share their values. Skills deficits is number three. For men, this means a relationship skills gap that, if not addressed, will likely lead to fewer dating opportunities and longer periods of being single. There's less patience for poor communication skills today. The problem for men is that emotional connection is the lifeblood of healthy long-term love, and it still requires all the skills that families are still not consistently teaching young boys. While there's probably no chance of stemming a rising tide of unintentional single men, there is some good news out there. Men need to level up their mental health game. That means getting into some individual therapy to address their skills gap. It means valuing your own internal world and respecting your ideas enough to communicate them effectively. It means seeing intimacy, romance, and emotional connection as worthy of your time and efforts. Men have a key role in this transformation, but only if they go all in. It's going to take the kind of commitment to themselves, to their mental health, and to the kind of love they want to generate in the world. Will they step up? Unquote. So you hear that, men. It's time to step up if you're sick and tired of being single and lonely. Also, men make up the larger portion of single people out there. What does that mean? Does that mean that in some cases, two women are sharing just one chat? Women make up the majority of the population, so mathematically, they should make up the majority of single people, unless in some cases multiple women are clinging on to one high-value male. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on 200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to women trying to improve the quality of men by saying they will be lonely unless they work on themselves, clown world show. Just because you're single as a man doesn't mean you're lonely. I have friends that are all going their own way and they aren't lonely, and they don't actually have to work on themselves. They would also probably tell you that none of the women around them that they know meet their beauty and female sanity standards. That it's in fact the women that need to see the head shrink, but they project onto men that he has problems before he can say the same about her. Quite often the guy doesn't even need to go to a therapist for his so-called relationship gap, but is pressured into it. This article is a clever way to say that the number of lonely single men is rising. But instead of settling for a subpar man, they actually want men to lift themselves up to women's standards. The men are the ones that always have to do because We are the human doings, and women are the human beings. Also, women are suffering with their boxed wine and cat in a kitty litter box, but they can't come out and say that. So instead, the author tries to shame men to improve themselves, so women have a greater selection of men to choose from, so they don't have to suffer. The knife cuts both ways, however. Where are the articles shaming women to stop eating Twinkies and get off the couch? If you see an empty couch in a room, be careful not to sit on it, because it might just be a couch-sized woman. Women encouraging men to level up their mental health game better be careful with what they ask for, because I spent years in therapy pushed to go by a woman that I was with, and in the end, the therapy showed me that she was a bad match for me. So I ended up leaving, and I'd say that those were the unintended consequences of therapy. It's like those guys that find fat women to date and then put them on a diet. And then when they lose all the weight, they leave them now because they can do so much better. If a man works on his mental health and becomes a better guy and a better catch, he will definitely see the mental illness in the woman that he's with, and chances are he might leave her. Also, of course, an article from Psychology Today, besides being gynocentric, would also tell men to go see a therapist. It would be the same as an article written by realtors' associations to buy a house. Gee, no conflict of interest there, is there? It seems like they're looking to enrich psychologists first, help women second, and maybe men last. I also find the idea of a relationship skill gap laughable. Men don't want to spend hours talking unless you're the rare exception such as myself. Most guys prefer quiet women, and they also tend to be quiet. I think most guys don't actually want to talk to women because they're subconsciously afraid that anything they say can be used against them at a later date. Deep down, they're afraid of the women. Rightfully so, because of emotional manipulation. Like the police when they tell you have the right to remain silent, when they read you your Miranda rights. The police always say that anything you say or do can be used against you in a court of law. But if you're with a woman named Miranda, the same applies. The article also mentions that families aren't teaching boys to communicate. More like mothers, considering that half the boys out there are now being raised primarily by single mothers. Of course, this is a way for the author of the article to not have to take accountability. This article is also highly misleading because it insists that what women are really looking for is a great communicator. Meanwhile, women primarily want men with status and money as well as communication, which is just the cherry on top. What's the point of manipulating a man that's a great communicator if he has nothing? What can you take from him? Zero. But if women said they wanted a man that was rich and successful, then they'd sound like gold diggers instead of caring figures. If there are lonely single men on one side, then there are going to be lonely single women on the other. There's going to be an army of angry women with no emotional tampons paying men to listen and talk to them. This article might as well be called How to Trick Lonely Incels into Becoming Better Communicators, so they can make great candidates for the friend zone. Women already know which men they want, but those men really won't talk to them because they're too busy using their cock. Women want friend zone simps, and therapists want repeat male customers. That's the bottom line. Usually guys where there's absolutely nothing wrong with them to come in for sessions. Of course, the Psychology Today article didn't mention that maybe a huge chunk of those single men are that way not because they're lonely and can't find someone, but because they are single by choice, because they have porn and the dopamine rush from their phones to keep them company. The psychologist says that women are looking for men that share their values. I know at least half a dozen female teachers clogging up Tinder because no one shares their drag queen storytime values and doesn't want to start a family with somebody like that. Men face these sorts of diminishing returns of dating, and at some point, they stop caring. Why even bother unless you're a top G? Plus, most guys over 40 that I know that are still single don't even care anymore. Ironically, those are the same guys that women in their 30s are looking for as a baby backup plan. What are they supposed to do when their backup plans walk out the door and are no longer willing to settle for them or even allow women to use them as emotional tampons anymore? It's the rise of lonely single women that's upon us, and not men. Men have other things to keep us busy because we are human doings, remember. Nothing can stop women's standards from continuing to rise because of the internet. Even if somehow the majority of men got psychological help and managed to somehow survive women's culling process, women would just raise their standards even higher until men couldn't jump over the next spot. It's a game of diminishing returns, and so why bother playing? Just remember that so-called loneliness cuts both ways. In fact, it's worse for women as they age. They just don't want men to know about it. They want us fixated on our own fear of loneliness, that we're too busy to see that theirs is much worse. My advice to guys out there if they don't want to feel lonely is to try and self-actualize. By that I mean to figure out your passions in life and pursue them, and that way you can keep yourself entertained. Instead, psychology today seems to want to make men scared so they grab onto any women they can. The first one that comes their way, perhaps. As for women, let all that money they make in their careers keep them warm at night, if they haven't spent it already on some cheap tchotchkes. If you're the typical woman and you spend your money on candles, then yes, and certainly can keep you somewhat warm. But where are the environmental women telling everyone that candles are too expensive when it comes to the amount of light you get from them compared to your compact fluorescents, which are far more efficient and better for the environment? Besides spending energy to make and ship candles, they also provide terrible lighting levels for their environmental impact. Maybe women just need some cats to alleviate their loneliness. I suspect the way things are going, the cat population will soon eclipse the human female population. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Tim for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that men aren't smashing women as much as before. So the shrinks want them to come into their office so they can smash their minds instead. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MikDow.tv to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that shame single men and tell us we'll be lonely without them, but they're the ones that are actually lonely, so we need to stay away from them away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.